Women should sign up for the draft. That's a proposal that passed in the House Armed Services Committee late last night, surprising everyone, including the bill's sponsor, who didn't really mean it. But five of Congressman Duncan Hunter's fellow Republicans broke ranks and supported the measure with most Democrats, calling for women ages 18 to 26 to register for the Selective Service System along with men. NPR's Tom Bowman covers the Pentagon and military affairs. And Tom, this didn't get a lot of attention, but it comes as the role of women in the military is changing. Why did the sponsor, California Congressman Duncan Hunter, not mean for his own proposal to pass?
Well, Robin, Congressman Hunter said he wants to start a conversation on the overall question of women in the military. He says the decision to open up ground combat jobs and infantry and armor was made by the White House and the Pentagon. It was not debated in Congress. So he wants a public debate. He said a draft is there to put bodies on the front lines to take the hill. And he said that people don't want their daughters on the front lines. He said the draft is there to get more people, as he said, to rip the enemy's throats out and kill them. Now, Hunter's a former Marine, and he's wary of opening up these ground combat jobs to women. Now, the Marines themselves were actually against opening up infantry jobs to women. They did an experiment last year and found that units with men and women were not as lethal, as fast, and were prone to more injuries than all-male units. And they were overruled by Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who decided to open up all these jobs. So really, it's somewhat political theater on Hunter's part to really get this get this out into the public eye.
Well, yesterday the Army announced that Captain Kristen Geist, one of the first women to earn her Ranger tab, will be the Army's first female infantry officer. And one wonders if that had something to do with a late-night vote. But what did the Republicans say who voted for this proposal?
Well, you have Republican Representative Jackie Speier of California. I'm sorry, Democrat Jackie Speier of California. She said she supported Hunter's measure. She said, I actually think if we want equality in this country, if we want women to be treated precisely like men are treated and that they should not be discriminated against, we should be willing to support a universal conscription. And then Congresswoman Martha McSally, she's a Republican of Arizona and a retired Air Force fighter pilot. She said draftees aren't exclusively sent to the front lines, like Congressman Hunter said. She said there are plenty of other useful non-combat positions for them to fill. So they support this proposal to open up conscription to both men and women.
Well, meanwhile, people are calling for the whole system of the involuntary draft to be reviewed and maybe replaced altogether with things like national service. So what happens with this proposal?
Well, obviously, the entire House would have to support this, and the Senate would have to support it as well. We're a long way from that happening. But since it was narrowly supported by the House committee, 32-30, you can see there's not a lot of great support for this. It'd be tough to get through Congress, I think.
Yeah, but maybe Duncan Hunter has still gone a ways in starting that conversation he wants to have. NPR's Tom Bowman speaking to us about this proposal on Capitol Hill from the
Armed Services Committee.
Thank you. Late last night. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.